I was telling Aiden the other day, we're coming to church last Sunday, and I was thinking about Terry. Where's Terry? You're right there. And I was telling Aiden, I started laughing. He said, "Why are you laughing?" And I said, "Oh, I just got to thinking about Terry. It's going to be her first time." And I was remembering my first few times coming up here and how I felt and everything. And I got a real kick, but I feel sorry for you. Anyway, Aiden was saying about prayer being answered, and that was an answer prayer that we're going to have somebody work with us. And another one was that we've been praying for my mom, and it's a real blessing to see her back in church again. And I don't know, it seems like everybody's already said everything I was going to say. And so I thought, well, I have to get up here anyway, so I'm going to share a few things here. One of them is in, one verse is in Micah chapter 6, verses 3, 4, and 8. It says, "O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants." And down in verse 8, it says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." And these past few months, the Lord's really been dealing with me on my attitude. And the first meeting we had here, the prayer meeting Wednesday night, Billy really touched on it. Dara and I were speaking of how he would like to get that knife and dig it in and move it around some. And that really hit home, knowing that being down there a lot of times, I get real tired with people that we keep having to go back to. And sometimes I just feel like, just leave them alone. Don't bother with them. You know, we got better things to do. And but I thought, I remember a time when I didn't want to come to church. And I had people come and, talk to me. And so I think, the Lord, I just asked God to just give me a tender heart. Anyway, and I see myself more and more every day. I'm asking the Lord just to start a new day off again and to make me tenderhearted and compassionate with everyone there, even with people that tell us, well, come back on such and such a day and, we'll be here. And, Aiden goes back and they're not there. And I think, hey, why keep going back? But the Lord doesn't quit on us either. And that's one of the reasons we're there, and we keep going back. And but it's been a real blessing being there in Salamanca. And Brother Norman was talking about, sometimes you need to share your troubles and things. And one of the things was, I remember sitting back in a lot of the meetings back home, and I'd be thinking, well, we're down here by ourselves, and it gets, discouraging being down there alone. But I would think, well, Lord, why do you have us here alone so long? But, you just keep on anyway, you just keep going. And I'm real pleased, and I really am, that we're going to have someone go down and work. Because having two people down there, just one person alone, it hinders. And having someone else down there, the times that the guys went back in October, we saw the doors really open, that, people were hearing, and it was a real blessing to us to actually have someone to go and visit. And then when they came again, Billy and the guy from Leon came a couple of weeks before we came back. And Roland and Andy showed up that time, and they went out again preaching, and more doors were open. And I'm really pleased that we're going to have somebody down there, in that, we'll be able to go on with the work and to redeem the time that we have, that we can use it wisely. And I got to thinking, the Lord's real good with us, and He's real merciful, and I want to be like that with people down there. And I ask that you pray for me in that, but on a daily basis, a lot of times I get cold-hearted and I get upset and irritated, and but I don't want to be like that with people. And another verse that's been a blessing to me is in Micah chapter 7. It's chapter 7, verse 7. It says, "Therefore, while I look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." And this verse I use a lot of times when I fall and I think, Lord, I did it again. I was upset with somebody, or, but I don't have to stay down there. I can get back up and try again. And it's all because of the Lord's doing, and His strength is strengthened to me. It's another verse is in Psalms 40, in verse 2 and 3. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock, and established my going. Me has put a new song in my mouth, even praising to our God. Many shall see it and fear it and trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. And the Lord's done a lot for me. He really has. I don't deserve everything he's done for me. He's done a lot of good. He's blessed my life richly. And the first of all is that he saved my soul. He chose me. And he could have chosen someone else. But he chose me, and I'm glad he did, and I'm thankful for him. And because he sent someone to talk to me, I feel like, you know, they were talking about we're a debtor, and I feel it's my debt too to go out and tell others. And I ask if you guys would, you know, keep praying for us down there. And we made some little gifts. They're not much, just some gifts, a reminder for y'all to pray for us. They were made with a lot of love and a lot of thought for y'all too.